إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، جزاك الله خير. أما بعد، أرحب بكم مرة أخرى، وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن ينفعنا وإياكم بما سمعنا، وأن يرزقني وإياكم العلم النافع والعمل الصالح والإخلاص في القول والعمل. Once again, I welcome all of you, and I ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to grant us beneficial knowledge and righteous actions, and may Allah سبحانه وتعالى make all of our statements and actions sincerely for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt that one of the greatest of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us to Al-Islam, and that He sent to us the best of mankind, our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And indeed, our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has conveyed the message, بَلَّغَ الرِّسَالَةَ وَأَدَّ الْأَمَانَةَ وَنَصَحَ الْأُمَّةَ. He has indeed conveyed the message, conveyed his deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people, all of it. وَأَمَرَنَا اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِالْاَعْتِصَامِ بِكِتَابِهِ وَبِسُنَّةِ نَبِيِّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ، لأن هذا هو الذي يضعنا على صراط الله المستقيم. قال تعالى: واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. وقال تعالى: وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله. الله سبحانه وتعالى command us to hold on firm to his book and to the sunnah of his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى command us in the Quran and hold on firm to the rope of Allah and do not be divided. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to hold on firm to His path. He says, and this is my path that is straight, all of you stick to it. And be aware, actually, and do not follow the many other paths, for certainly they will take you further away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially that in authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us the nature of these paths. There's so many paths to the right and the left of the path of Allah. He says there is a shaitan. At every single one of these paths, there is shaitan calling to it. And we know, as Muslims, alhamdulillah, Allah tells us about the shaitan. Shaitan calls to evil. Shaitan calls the people to be on the path of the hellfire, walayadu billah. So we have to stick to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا نَخْرُجْ عَنِ الْكِتَابِ وَلَا عَنِ السُنَّةِ وَلَا نَخْرُجْ عَنْ مَنْهَجْ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. لأن منهجهم هو الحق. لأن من خرج عن منهج أهل السنة والجماعة الذي بين في كتاب الله وفي صحيح سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، من خرج عن هذا المنهج فإنه يكون مع أهل الضلال والعياذ بالله، لن يكون مع ما كان عليه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة، لكن يكون مع أهل الضلال من المبتدعة والمعتزلة والجهمية وسائر الفرق الضالة والعياذ بالله، كما قال تعالى: فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال فأنا تصرفون. So it's very important for us to realize this thing. As Muslims, we should know that the path that leads to the Jannah is one. There is no other one. There is only one path, the path of Allah. So if anyone is calling us to any path, we should know, is that person calling to the path of Allah? If that person is calling to the path of Allah, it doesn't matter where he's from. what his color is, what country he came from, alhamdulillah, we take from such a person because he's calling us to the path of Allah. But if a person is calling us to something else and then we say, hey, this is not the path of Allah, and that person may say, I know, but this too will take us to Jannah. We say, listen, man, Allah says only one path. You should know what it is and call the people to it. And what's going to help us to know the path is to adhere to the methodology of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Those people who, they follow the Sunnah. And they follow that which the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were upon. This is how you know the Haqq. The truth is not known with the with numbers. Oh, this masjid, they have a lot of people. They have to be upon the truth. Or the colors. Or the nationalities. Or money. No. How you know you're upon the Haqq? And how do you know that this imam is upon the truth? Or these people in this area, they're upon the truth? See how much they apply the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If they adhere to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in their khutab, in their classes, in the books they read, also the books you find on their bookshelves, the way they pray, the way they fast, the way they do dua, anything in their lives, the way they conduct themselves, the way they behave, the way they treat one another, they try their best. Remember, we're not perfect, but those people try their best to apply the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are the people who are upon the truth. Try to be with them. Because if you are not with them, you're going to be upon misguidance. You're going to be on something else. If you are not with the people who follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're going to find yourself with the people of innovation. And they are many, the people of innovation. The Haqq is clear in the deen of Allah. The truth is clear, it's not mixed with falsehood. But it is mixed for who? For those who don't try to learn the deen of Allah. Those who are not trying to learn by putting some time and make it a priority, because they have to learn, because Allah says there is only one path. I cannot afford to be on something else. You need to know this path and be on it until you die on it. But what's going to put us on the path? Beneficial knowledge from the Book of Allah and from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the understanding of the best of this ummah, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whoever followed them from the a'imma of at-tabi'een and atba' at-tabi'een, and the great scholars of Islam, that they adhere to the path of the companions. But once we're on the path of Allah, that once again is only one, we have to stay on it until we die on it. What's going to keep us on it? Righteous actions. Doing the right things. Before we do anything, we should say, look, is this is what Allah wants us to do? If it is, supported by the proofs, let's do it, alhamdulillah. But if this is not what Allah wants us to do, this is not supported in the Quran, no proof for it from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should say, look, man, it doesn't matter how many people are trying to do it, but this is no good. You have to be sure and certain that there is no good in it. Why? Because if there is good, the Prophet ﷺ would command us to do it. If it was good, the Sahaba would follow that route. So the truth and falsehood, they are clear in the deen of Allah. So if a person finds himself not on the truth, he has to be upon falsehood. There ain't nothing between. فلا بد أن الإنسان يعرف الحق أولا وما عليه سلف الأمة لا ينظر إلى كثرة المذاهب وكثرة الأقوال. يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله كما في إتحاف القارب التعليقات على شرح السنة لإمام البربهاري: لا بد أن الإنسان يعرف الحق أولا وما عليه سلف الأمة، عليه الصحابة وأتباع التابعين وأتباع التابعين، لا ينظر إلى كثرة المذاهب وكثرة الأقوال، وإنما ينظر إلى شيء واحد هو ما عليه سلف هذه الأمة، كما قال الإمام مالك رحمه الله: إنه لا يصلح آخر هذه الأمة إلا ما أصلح أولها. نعم، our noble Sheikh الدكتور صالح الفوزان in his book إتحاف القاري, in his explanation of شرح السنة of Imam al-Barbahari رحمه الله, He says it is incumbent upon a person to know the truth first. Learn the truth. Especially, it's easy to learn the truth. We have the tools, we have the sources to learn the truth. And the truth is that which the Prophet ﷺ left the companions upon. These are the Salaful Ummah. When you hear Salaful Ummah, they are the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. He says a person should not be looking at so many madhabs. Want to learn the madhahib, what they are upon. You want to learn all the difference of opinions of so many people. Oh, these guys have an opinion. These have a different opinion. Rather, you have to look at one thing. SubhanAllah, dealing with one thing is better than dealing with so many other things. Right or wrong? Naam, look at one thing. What is that? What's the Salaf were upon? As-Salaf as-Salih they were upon. As-Salaf as-Salih, once again, they are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Tabi'un and the Atba' al-Tabi'un. You want to know, you want to learn what they were upon. Because they were successful. Allah is pleased with them. Naam. And they pleased with him. So he wants to do with their way. Because we are commanded to follow their way. Al-Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, nothing will rectify the latter part of this ummah except that which has rectified its first part. Nothing will do good for us because we're far away from the time of the Sahaba. Nothing will bring us joy, peace, tranquility, stability, and order in our lives. Nothing other than what did it for the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all we need to do to learn how the companions did it, because it worked for them. It did work for them. So it will work for us because it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ الْآيَةِ. In the ayah 100 in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the virtues and highlight the virtues of the companions, both the Muhajirin and the Ansar. And also those who follow them with perfection. He says, and the foremost amongst the people to accept Islam, meaning the Muhajirin and the Ansar. And those from amongst the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and those who follow them with Ihsan, with good, with perfection. Bi'itqan. They learn what this people that Allah is pleased with them and they please with Him. Allah has prepared for them gardens of paradise and they are successful. What did they do in their aqeedah? We learn the aqeedah of the Sahaba and we follow it. We learn the mu'amalat and the ibadat of the Sahaba. How the Sahaba worshipped Allah. How they performed these different acts of worship. And we do it. Because then they learn from the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ left them together upon the right path. And if he wants to be upon the right path, we can. If we learn what the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim, they were upon. And we be on it. وَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِينَ تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا وَعَدُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he addressed the companion, he says, he who amongst you will live longer after me, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he died. But when he was alive, he was telling them that, after I die, those amongst you who don't die immediately after me, but they live for years, they will see a lot of difference. You should see people doing things and believing in things and bringing things that is not from Islam, subhanAllah. It's not from Islam. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he told them so. He told them what to do at that time. And yes, some of the companions, they lived longer until they see a lot of innovations. Naam, like Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Abbas, like Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, like Jabir ibn Abdullah, like Anas ibn Malik and many others, they lived longer until they see the Khawarij. Naam, the Khawarij who went against Ali and they fought the Muslims, wal'iyadu billah, as they still doing it now, fighting the Muslims and killing the Muslims, wal'iyadu billah. And from those Sahaba, they witnessed the Shia, they witnessed the Qadariya, and many other deviant groups. But the Prophet ﷺ gave them the cure. What to do at this time when people are not on the path of Allah. Like in our time, nobody can tell you all the Muslims, they worship the same way. No. Muslims have different things they do. But what is the cure to this? Because remember, the path of Allah is one. That which leads to the Jannah is only one path. Not these people, they have their own way. These people have their own way. No, there is only one way. The Prophet ﷺ said, hold on firm to my Sunnah. And the Sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa. Hold on to it. Bite on it with your molars. And be aware of the newly invented matters. The things that the people will bring and think they are from Islam, but they are not from Islam. And the laymen, they think they are from Islam just because so many people are acting upon them. Just because some sheikh said, yeah, it's okay. Or he memorized Quran, he got to be right. No. If he got to be right, he has to be from the deen of Allah. He has to be supported by the proof from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the understanding, with the correct understanding. Because sometimes people, they bring you ayah, but with their understanding. They bring you hadith with their understanding. فَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ ثُبُوتِ النَّصِ وَمِنْ صِحَّةِ الْإِسْتِدْلَالِ. The text, if it's not the Quran, a hadith has to be established, has to be sound. And also, it has to be the right proof that applies on the situation as well. Not just anybody bring us a hadith or ayah, so, oh, mashallah, he bring an ayah. No, but the ayah applies or not. That's how certain people, they don't pay attention to these details, and they just go, and they think that they are on the path that leads to the pleasure of Allah, but Allah musta'an, they be on other paths. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, be aware of these newly invented matters, for every innovation is misguidance, and lead to the hellfire, وَلِيَدُ بِاللَّهِ. قَالَ الشَّيْخ صَالِحَ حَفِظَهُ اللَّهِ إِذَا الْتَبَسَتْ عَلَيْنَا الْأُمُورِ وَكَثُرَتِ الدِّعَايَاتِ فالحمد لله المخرج موجود. نعم موجود المخرج. ما هو الكتاب؟ اتباع الكتاب والسنة وما عليه سلف هذه الأمة. The Sheikh says yes. When things have become not clear, confusing, many people calling, everybody claims the haqq is with them. نعم. These people say, no, where the haqq? We're upon the path of Allah. نعم. These people here, they do want something different. They says, no, they. The haqq is with them. Another group over there, no, they're the ones that are right. So how do you know? The Sheikh says, even though this is a reality, Muslims are doing so many things, believing in so many different things. He says, but alhamdulillah, we praise Allah. The way out of this confusion, it is in the deen of Allah. It is in following the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the wish the Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim are upon. قال كل يدعي أنه على الكتاب والسنة. إذن ما الذي يفرق بينهم؟ هو منهج السلف. من على منهج السلف؟ من على فهم الصحابة ridwanullahi alayhim. نعم, you find certain people, they said, look, أخي, Quran, sunnah, what are you talking about? Yes, قال الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. They bring you the same ayat, same ahadith. But how are you going to distinguish? See who amongst those people is who's using the Quran and using the text in the sunnah is following the manhaj and the methodology of the salaf. The manhaj of the sahaba, رضوان الله عليهم, and the tabi'un and atba' tabi'un. لأن السلف هم الذين فهموا الكتاب والسنة وساروا عليهما. فنحن نتبع السلف الصالح. هذا هو الفرق بيننا وبين أهل الضلال والفرق أو الفرق المنحرفة. نعم, هذا هو الفرق. ليس الأبيض وأسود, فقير غني, عربي ولا لا, هذا الذي يفرق. نحن الحمد لله إذا كنا على الحق نتبع الكتاب والسنة على فهم السلف الصالح, لأنهم هم خير القرون, خير هذه الأمة. لم يفهم أحد الدين خيرا منهم, لأنهم خير الناس. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم زكاهم, وروى الله سبحانه وتعالى مدحهم وأثنى عليهم في كتابه. ومن يدعي الحق فليثبته. كيف يعني هو على الحق لكن يخالف الصحابة؟ كيف يكون على الحق هذا؟ كيف يكون على الحق ويدعو ويدعي أنه على الحق ويريد الحق ولكنه يأتي بفهم غريب, فهم دخيل لم يعرفه الصحابة رضوان الله عليهم. So that which distinguish between those who are upon the truth and those who are not is how much do you hold firm to the manhaj of the Salaf. Why? Because the Salaf, once again, the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, they are the one who understood the book and the Sunnah the right way. Not only they understood it, but they act upon it. Some people, yes, they understand, but they do whatever they want to do. Yes, they know, they have the right understanding, but because for political reason, for money, for fame, for positions, they like, look, this is not going to work. Yes, if we tell the people this, man, that's we're done. So they follow their desires. The Sahaba, not only they have knowledge, not only they have the correct understanding, but they act upon it in their lives. In every single field, they act upon it. So that's why we're proud to say we follow in the Salaf al-Saleh. Because if we say we're following the Salaf al-Saleh, meaning we're upon that which they were upon. And they were upon the truth. And they were upon the haqq. And that was distinguished between us and between the deviant groups. Not the color, not, oh, we have the haqq because we're Arabs. No, it doesn't matter. We have to be on the haqq because of our skin. Oh, because we're in this country. Oh, because we have more people. No. You can be black or white, Arab or non-Arab, rich or poor, that doesn't make no difference. Okay? What makes the difference? Are you holding firm to the truth? What is the truth? Is that which the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were upon. So if only we as Muslims, whenever somebody tells us something, we say, Akhi, this is the haqq. Oh yeah, the haqq. Sahaba know this? If he says yes, prove it. If he says no, he said, how could be the haqq, but the Sahaba don't even know what it is? I give you an example. The Sufis, they use the mawlid, bid'at al-mawlid. Is this is the haqq? Of course the haqq, this is mawlid of the Prophet ﷺ. Okay, mashallah. Sahaba know this? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Yes? He lied. But if he said no, then you got him in the corner. He says, how can be the haqq, the Sahaba didn't even know what it is? Not even one of them. How he can be? You better than them? See, it's easy. It's easy, Akhwan. It's not difficult if we know these principles. Same thing. Somebody, for example, die. Huh? Somebody here, immigrant from Morocco, for example, from Senegal, from Nigeria, from Palestine, from Pakistan. Huh? His father or his grandmother or mother died. Rahimahullah, rahimahullah. And then what they're going to do, they're going to come to the Imam of the Masjid, says, look, after between Maghrib and Isha, we're going to do the Aza. You're going to come here and stand, and people come and say, Aza Allah, kada, kada, and we're going to bring food. We tell them, okay, is this the haqq? Yes, akhi, the haqq, subhanallah. Muslims get together and bring Aza to this brother who, mashallah, is sad because he lost his mother. We're going to say, it's the haqq, right? Yeah, the Sahaba did it this way. The Sahaba, they lost their loved ones, their parents, their mothers. Yeah, the Prophet ﷺ lost his loved ones from companions and family. Did they? If he says yes, they did this Aza, we say, where is the proof? If he says no, we say, hey, why you want to do something the Sahaba didn't do? The haqq is with them. You see, that's another example. Same way, making dua after the salah. Deen Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin kada kada. We say, akhi, this is the haqq. If they say, no, it's not the haqq, so why you're acting upon something that is not even the haqq? Oh, it's okay, we do it this way in our masjid. He says, subhanallah, akhi, it's not your way. This is the deen of Allah. But if they say, yes, akhi, this is the haqq. So the Sahaba did this. If he said yes, ask them, what is the proof? They will have no proof. But if they say, oh no, they didn't know it, so who are you to do something the Sahaba didn't know? So it's very important, we just give these examples, barakallahu fikum. Likewise, mudaharat, okay, the ruler such and such, he's tyrant, he's taking the money, putting people in jail, okay. Alright, Facebook, Twitter, we're going out after Jumu'ah, we're going to go out, bring your children, your wives, everybody in the street, huh? We're going to remove him. This is the haqq. Oh yeah, it's the haqq. Sahaba did this. In times of Hajjaj, in times of this and that. They did this. Yes, where is the proof? Oh no, they didn't do it. So who are we to do something the Sahaba didn't do? there is always the way of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim. And you do what Allah commands you to do. Even if you lose your wealth, even if you lose yourself upon the haqq, Allah will give you the Jannah. People, they lose their lives and lose their loved ones for falsehood. No dunya, no akhirah, wal-iyadu billah. You see, no dunya, no akhirah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned this to us, this iftira, that this ummah is not going to be all on what the Sahaba they were upon. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, وَسَتَفْتَرِقُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ عَلَى 73 فِرْقَةٍ كُلُّهَا فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٍ قَالُوا وَمَنْ هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ مَنْ كَانَ عَلَى مِثْلِ مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمَ وَأَصْحَابِي. The Prophet ﷺ, he told us when he was still alive, when the Sahaba, they were united, one ummah, no many groups, parties or sects, this and that, they all one body upon the haqq. But the Prophet ﷺ, he says, when he says that the Jews, they split into 71 sects, the Christian into 72, he says this ummah will split into 73 sects. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, all of them in the hellfire, except one. The Sahaba, they ask a very important question that we should ask too. Which one, O Messenger of Allah? Which one that is going to be saved? The Prophet ﷺ, he didn't say the Arabs. He didn't say the non-Arabs. He didn't say the majority. He didn't say the brave ones who go out there or do this. He says, anyone. Doesn't matter what your nationality and color is. Anyone who hold on firm to that which I am upon and my companions. How you hold on firm to what the Prophet ﷺ was upon companions? By learning first and acting upon it. Anything you want to do, marriage, divorce, education of children, business, wudu, masih, hajj, this is haram or halal, this is this or that. Should I do this business? Should I not? Is this is permissible? Take it back to the deen of Allah. Take it back to that which the companions they were upon. If they did it, and if it was okay with them, it will be okay with you. Even if you're the only one doing it. But if it's not okay, leave it alone. Leave it. Let it go. Even so many people are doing it, you know, subhanAllah. You just feel bad that so many people don't know these principles. So many people, they just follow on their desires. It takes one person to give one khutbah and everybody is going. And nobody even asks, excuse me, bro. Is this these things that you're calling us to do now? Is it going to help us in Yawm al-Qiyamah? Is Allah going to reward us or punish us? If it's reward, it has to be prescribed in the deen of Allah. If it's not, then we have to ask these questions. The Prophet ﷺ says that saved sects is they are those who hold on firm to what he was upon and his companions. So whenever somebody tells you, because the people of Bid'ah and innovation, of course, they use certain things. Of course, what's going on in Egypt and what Libya and the tyrant rulers, Pakistan, whatever, name it, Syria. No doubt, nobody in his right mind says, look, man, those guys are nice, they're good rulers. No, they're evil. They're evil rulers. And we ask Allah to remove them. But we, how are we going to act? How are we going to act? We have to always say, look, akhi, what Allah says about this. Let the ulama speak. Fahlu sunnah wal jama'ah, who wants good for the people because they speak from the deen of Allah. How is done? This one. Not what the majority of the people wants. Since when the deen is taken from the majority? It's taken from its sound sources. The Quran and the sunnah of the messenger of Allah. Yeah, I want to give you an example. We're not even going to go to Libya or Pakistan or Morocco or Senegal. Just ourselves. Somebody right now came and curse you out and said bad things to you. What are you going to do? Of course you can punch him in the face. Of course you can fight that person. Of course you can say very bad words. But Ahmed, what is the right way to do?
Just tell him to stop it.
Ahsan, 2 years ago. 7 years old. Tell him stop. Naam, Ahsan. Tell him stop. But what if you curse him too and say bad things? Is it okay, Muhammad? So what's the difference going to make you and this person? This person is saying bad things. If I said bad things, so who? No, I tell them like this. young boy says, stop, this is not good for you. You're a Muslim, akhi. You're a Muslim and you're saying bad things? You want to fight a Muslim? It's bad. But why you're taking this path? Because this is what Allah commands us. Allah tells us, do not transgress against those who transgress against you. Be patient. Forgive is better, to teach that person a lesson. To teach that person a lesson. And teach them you're a Muslim. The way you just talk to me, I can't talk to you like that too. Worse. But it's not good, man. I have to be mindful. I have to do what's pleasing to Allah. I have to say and do what will help me in my grave. What will help me when I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-haq wadih ibadallah. الطريق إلى الله واضح لمن طلب النجاة لكن الغريب أن بعض الناس يريدون النجاة لكن لا يسلك سبيلها تريد النجاة ولم تسلك سبيلها إن السفينة لا تمشي على اليبس السفينة لا تجري على اليبس لا بد من الماء لا بد من العلم the Sheikh he says and we conclude with this بارك الله فيكم the truth is clear in the deen of Allah. The path that leads to the Jannah, it's very clear, man. Nobody can make you doubt of the path. You should know it. It's very clear in the Book of Allah. The path to safety, to save ourselves, is very clear. But we just have to follow the means that leads to safety. If somebody really wants to be saved from the hellfire, but he's not following the means of safety, that are legislated to us of Quran and Sunnah. It's like someone who's fishing in the sand. Marwan. Who is Marwan? He's not. MashaAllah. Marwan. Somebody is. He went to the desert and the sand. And he's fishing. Is he going to get any fish?
No.
He's not going to get fish? Well, he spent 3 months in there. Nice. He's going to get it. He's going to bring fish? If he wants to bring fish, where he has to go?
Muhammad.
Where there is water, right now. He go into the sand and fishing. He's playing. He ain't gonna get no fish. Likewise, people wanna make it to the Jannah through what? Well, nothing? Just Jannah. Oh Allah, give me Jannah, bid'ah, innovations. Oh Allah, give me Jannah, ignorance. Don't know nothing about his deen. No, ya akhwan, we have to follow the path. Look, you go to work every day, right? What do we do? You don't know your way to work? Are you telling me for 7 years you're going to work you still don't know your way? Of course, a person knows his way the first day. Can you imagine? Never want to learn. He get accepted for a nice job. And here is how to get it. I don't need that. And every day he tried to find out where the job is and don't get it and come back home. His wife think he went to work. 6 hours later he came back. She said, honey, how was it? I couldn't find it. Every day he's doing this. What do you think about this person? Is he serious? No, he's not. But we don't do it that way. We don't do it. We say, where is the job? Here's the hour. We ask many questions. Is this the right address? Are you sure? I'm not going to get lost. Likewise, we're going to ask this question. Is this the information the right one? They're going to put me on the path of Allah? Because you don't want to be lost. If you're lost in the dunya, you can, mashallah, ask somebody. But if somebody is lost and end up on Yawm al-Qiyamah in the hellfire, what are you going to do? Ask somebody? It's not going to work. So it's very important for us, ikhwan, to remember this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us firmness upon His path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to know the path and to open our hearts to seek knowledge from its proper sources, the Book of Allah, the Sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Barakallahu feekum, wa jazakumullahu khairan. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته